For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstore, something right has always been service, convenience, trust. Qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this last day of March, Monday, March 31st. Tomorrow is April the 1st. It seems like it was just Christmas and New Year's Eve. I want to introduce you, first of all, today to Pat Riley Twaddle, who drove all the way down from Moberly to be with us today. Moberly Area Community College. So what's going on that you want to tell our listeners about?
Well, we just recently had a wonderful scholarship ceremony for students who are in the New Traditions program. We were able to award 25 students a number of scholarships, and we also had four winners of the Breaking Traditions Awards. So we had Susan Hazen come down from Kirksville and give these students their scholarships. Some of them are going to get $500 scholarships that are renewable. So four of our students won that. And those are for students who are going into a career that's not dominated by the opposite gender, and their instructors have to nominate them for that. So we're really proud of that.
Oh, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And then you have...
I have our big career expo, and I really want to put in a plug for that.
That is something that you have every year, isn't it?
We've been doing it for, I think it's about 28 years or something. I've only been doing it for the last 15 years.
Okay, that's a long time. But what is the career expo?
Well, it's a combination college fair and job fair. And so far we've got like 55 exhibitors, and I think we're gonna have more than that by the time it happens.
People that come to the job fair, is there a possibility they'll walk away with a job?
Well, that's what we hope. Yeah, people who are going to be hiring information technology, computer information, graphic design, business and office kinds of things, and a lot of allied health organizations are going to be there. But there's also going to be probably a third of them are from colleges. So we've invited all of the regional high schools, and we're even helping pay for their transportation on the bus. So a lot of high school seniors are going to come. We invite the general public if they're looking for a job. And, of course, our students who are graduating in current tech programs. So that's going to be on April the 9th, which is the Wednesday. And it's from 10 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon, and it's in our activity center in Moberly. It's just about 35 miles north of Columbia. So we're hoping that people come out. And
if people want more information, what do they do?
Well, they can call me, or they can just go to our website, macc.edu.
Okay, macc.edu.
E-D-U.
Pat Riley Twaddle, thank you so much for
coming by. Thank you, Paul.
Okay. Now we turn to the Greenhouse Theater Project, and I want to introduce you to Elizabeth Broughton Palmieri.
Hello,
welcome,
Paul.
To Radio Friends.
Thank you for having me.
And you brought along a special guest who flew here all the way from the United Kingdom.
This is right.
Just to be on Radio Friends,
right? I know. You're a big thing overseas.
Well, I know we're on the web, so.
Yes.
But anyway, this is?
This is Rhianne McLean, all the way from the UK. She is our guest artist in our upcoming show, Three Sisters.
We were talking about that earlier last year, that you were going to be bringing someone in from Europe.
Yep. This is it.
You made a good choice. So how did it turn out to end up that you were coming, Rhianne?
Well, Emily Adams, who is the co-artistic director of Greenhouse Theatre Project, is one of my very good friends. We've worked together in the past back in the UK. And she's been out here for 4 years. I hadn't visited. So I thought, I'm going to come and visit her. And it just so happened that it tied in perfectly with the timing of then putting on Three Sisters.
Okay, so you're going to be doing performance in just one performance or throughout the...
No, we always do a run. So we will, our show opens April 2nd and runs through the 6th.
Which is this week.
We open on Wednesday night. Very exciting.
Oh, my goodness. So are you ready?
We are ready to go. Yeah, as ready as we can be.
Yeah. So you open Wednesday night where?
We are performing. You know how we move around and we're always in cool
like a band
locations
of gypsies
downtown.
Moving
That's
around.
Right. Innovative theater in unexpected places. We are going to be collaborating on this project with PS Gallery. So we are performing. They are located on East Walnut Street in the North Village Arts District.
Mm-hmm. And oh, that's perfect for you.
Oh yeah. I mean, we love being in the North Village Arts District. It's kind of our home. That's where all of our shows are actually this season. So it's been really nice. Pop in different venues around there.
Right.
So we open this week. We run through Sunday night. Our performances are at 7:30 p.m. We're doing something kind of cool. We're performing In the Round in the gallery. And we're taking a classic piece, so it's Chekhov, and I wrote a new adaptation to it. And I kind of made it a little funky, as we usually do, greenhouse style. And it has a pseudo-modern vibe, and it's not really set in any one time period. So it's kind of open-ended in that sense.
Can you give us a little...
You always ask me that.
Well, tell us just a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's about, well, first of all, it's about three sisters. Rianne, actually.
Rianne's one of the sisters.
I'm not.
You're not one of the sisters?
I'm not one of the sisters. I know. I'm the sister-in-law.
Yes.
You're the sister-in-law.
Yes, I am.
Who we do not maybe care for as much.
How could
as
you not care
we,
for
know,
this lovely
I know,
lady.
It's shocking.
I know. Absolutely. So, yeah, so it's, but it's a great story. Chekhov is done and redone because of his characters and their relevance to people today. And so we're really excited to bring this to Columbia. It's going to be a really cool piece.
All right. How many people can you accommodate as far as an audience?
This is a really limited space, so we can actually only seat about 50 people in this space. This is the smallest audience space we've had.
And what are you going to do if this is so popular that you
have to turn people away? So they have to get their tickets ahead of time online on our website, which is greenhousetp.org.
Okay, so it's www.greenhousetp.org.
.org. Yep.
And you can get your tickets for this Wednesday,
or
Thursday, or Friday.
Or Saturday, or Sunday.
Or Sunday, okay.
Yeah, we run five nights.
All right. So you have to get your tickets in advance. You can't just come to the door.
You can come to the door, but there's no promising that there's going to be tickets
available.
And
this is going to be so extremely popular.
Oh, yeah.
You will find lines of people outside.
This is right. This is the hope. Yeah, absolutely. We've built a pretty firm foundational audience in this community who support us in all of our pieces. So
that's nice.
Yeah. So now
that's got to feel good.
It does. It does feel good. I mean, this is it's a great community.
And Rianne, we're just about out of time, but how does it feel to be here?
It's fab. It's really lovely.
Fab?
Yeah, fab. Is that a really British word to say? No, it's really lovely. Kind of, I've heard so much from Emily and I've heard so much from these guys about Greenhouse. It's really nice meeting everybody who's involved and all the other actors who have performed with them before, and there's new faces as well.
Yeah.
And what's really nice is to see that actually what they do have here, that kind of the reputation.
Well, it's fab that you're here. With
thank you for having me.
Bring fresh blood into the community.
Thank you so much. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, we've got the Columbia Art League. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Amy Simon from the Reynolds Journalism Institute. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.